Right now, Oregon Health and Science University in Portland, OHSU, is used to handling challenging medical cases, but 5 years ago it got a financial challenge. Phil Knight, who made a pile of money with Nike, said he'd put up $500 million to fight cancer if OHSU could find money to match. So a total of $1 billion of new money for cancer research. 5 years after the challenge, the doors opened this fall on a new research building at OHSU, not surprisingly called the Knight Cancer Research Building. What will that building be used for? We have questions for Dr. Tom Baer, who's the deputy director of the OHSU Knight Cancer Institute and a professor of medicine in the Division of Hematology and Medical Oncology. Dr. Baer, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Jeffrey. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So, wow, $500 million in 22 months to meet the Knight Challenge. How did you guys do it?
Well, it was really an unprecedented effort for us, and we saw gifts from every state in the country and dozens of countries outside of the U.S. The single largest contribution came from the citizens of the state of Oregon in the form of bonds that supported the new building, and we're grateful to the legislature and Oregonians all across the state who recognized this opportunity. We also got a wonderful gift from the founder and one tough mother from Columbia Sportswear, Gert Boyle, and over 10,000 other folks came together to support the Knight Cancer Challenge. It was really a unique moment in philanthropy in Oregon's history.
That is, it's a notable thing for sure. So so you end up with this building. What does the building give you that you did not have before?
Well, you know, in putting this building together, what we really wanted to do is, of course, create some new space where we could house the 300 or so new scientists that this Knight Cancer Challenge will enable us to put to work here in Oregon. But we also wanted to create an environment that is different from what we had before, that really fosters collaborative research. So this new program that we have underway is in part about a new scientific direction, but in part about really bringing people together around a single problem and organizing their work differently. And so we wanted to create a building that serves us in the right way to bring people around the problem together and be the best place to collaborate scientifically.
And I understand in some cases people actually have a little less room than they had in their old quarters as part of this idea of making sure that people are close enough to each other to kind of bump into each other and trade ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. There's it's much less hierarchical. Offices are small and few in number. And in many areas of the building, office space is assigned by program and not to a person, with the idea being that we really want form to follow function. So wherever people are working, that's the kind of space that they'll have available to them. And a lot of that space is open and shared, which, you know, I was a little nervous about personally because I like quiet, but I've been remarkably impressed with how the building handles sound and noise and really brings people together in proximity while giving them the ability to concentrate and do the job that they need to do.
So when you talk about liking quiet, Dr. Baer, what kinds of things do you do in the course of an average day of research to defeat cancer?
Well, so in the building, we have a combination of traditional bench scientists. These are people who conduct experiments at a bench. If you remember your laboratory class from high school or college,
with the Bunsen burners
like
and everything.
Yeah. Well, not so much Bunsen burners anymore, but that's sort of an idea, shakers and other tools to move cancer cells around from place to place and test various hypotheses about them. But right next door are computational biologists, and it turns out that in modern biology, but half the work is on computers, where we're generating enormous amounts of data and understanding that data to uncover the mysteries of cancer really requires tremendous computing power. So we have folks that do that right there next to the labs working together.
It sounds like you're really getting down to the molecular level in a literal sense where the computations you need are to figure out how certain things interact with each other at that level.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, in a cancer cell, we look to understand all of the various aberrations that cause a cancer to behave as it does. And much of that has focused on things like DNA sequencing, which I think a lot of people have heard about. But we're going deeper than that and looking at modifications to the DNA that don't involve mutations, looking at the level of proteins and even cell structure and motion and things like that. So we're really trying to understand the cancer cell in every dimension that we can possibly interrogate.
Dr. Tom Baer is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, an MD, the Deputy Director of the OHSU Knight Cancer Institute, Professor of Medicine in the Division of Hematology and Medical Oncology. He works often on prostate cancer. You can join us on the Exchange as we talk about the new Knight Cancer Research Building in Portland and all it is set up to do. 800-838-3760 by phone. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. So is there any clinical space in the building? Is it all research?
This new building is all research. Now, we are also building a new clinical tower down here on the South Waterfront that will contain five floors devoted to cancer, and that's really where our outpatient cancer care will be delivered here at the Knight Cancer Institute. So there's a lot going on down on the South Waterfront. We're also really pleased to be putting together the Rood Family Pavilion, where folks who live a long distance and need to stay some time for their cancer care and for other medical care at OHSU will have a place to stay. I think that's probably really important to your listeners.
Is there anybody who does both clinical work and lab work?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There are a number of faculty members who straddle the clinic and the research arena. I do that, but my research is primarily clinical research or experimental therapy, and so that doesn't involve a lab bench classically. It basically involves desks and computers and people. But most of our faculty who see patients also conduct research, and that's what makes an academic center unique. We also have, of course, an education mission, so we're a tri-mission organization, and most of us embody all three missions.
So some of the researchers, it sounds like, will be working in multiple buildings still.
Yeah, everybody has to pick a primary location. We don't have the luxury of giving folks two desks, but of course the buildings are only about a four-minute walk apart, so it's not too difficult to run over to clinic for a day or two a week if one is in the research building, or head on over to the research laboratory after clinic if one is housed in the clinical building.
You mentioned a moment ago about things that would be attractive to people who are seeking treatment from around the region. So let me expand on that, because if someone lives in the region, worries about cancer, may have cancer, hears about the new center, what can you offer in the way of hope that this facility will be able to address their needs soon or a few years down the road?
Well, I think in the immediate, in the present and in the immediate future, we're focused on bringing cutting-edge cancer care to Oregonians, both at our facility here in Portland and throughout the state. And we're working hard to develop a network of cancer centers around the state that work with us to deliver state-of-the-art standard care and make clinical trials and experimental therapies available as widely as possible throughout the state of Oregon and also southern Washington, the northern rim of California, and really the entire region. In the new research building specifically, we are focused on two major areas. One is to advance precision oncology care, which is a concept where we will be matching the right treatment for each individual patient based on specific molecular characteristics of their cancer from the beginning, rather than sort of a trial and error approach of the past. And the other is to advance the early detection of lethal cancer. So I think everybody's heard of things like PSA tests, mammograms, mm-hmm. Colon cancer screening, but today's early detection efforts have many limitations, and they fall short both by failing to detect some cancers, but also by leading to the detection of cancers that may not be life-threatening and may have better been left unfound. And we really want to change that and make early detection highly precise, focused on those cancers that we really need to detect and intervene on early and avoid the over-detection problems that have plagued particularly PSA screening and mammography.
Over-detection, you say?
Yeah, that's a surprising problem. You know, we people used to think that all cancer detection is good, but as it turns out, you know, particularly in prostate cancer where I work, many prostate cancers are tiny, small, and extremely slow-growing, and undetected would have never threatened the life of the man who harbors it. And at the same time, a different subset of prostate cancers makes prostate cancer the second most lethal cancer in men in America. So it's a vexing problem where we really want to detect the bad cancer, so to speak, and find a way not to start a testing and treatment program for patients who don't need it. And that's our challenge, and that's the challenge that we intend to meet.
Well, that's a lot of stuff to consider, not just the treatment itself, but whether you're giving the right treatment because you got the right diagnosis. Just in the time you have worked in the field, Tom Baer, I mean, how far has the knowledge of cancer and the ability to treat it advanced?
It's been groundbreaking. It's never far enough for the patients that I see in clinic and we all see. So, you know, we get very excited about the advances we've made, but we're also humbled by the fact that we're still not able to always solve the problem for our patients. But if you look back to the beginning of my career, that was before the Human Genome Project. You know, we now can think nothing of sequencing an individual patient's cancer for $2,000-$4,000 in a week or two. And it was a multi-billion-dollar effort just to do that for one person back when Bill Clinton was in office. So we've seen the cost of genetic sequencing go from billions to thousands, an advance that's more rapid and greater than what we've seen with the so-called Moore's Law in electronics and computer chips.
Oh, with the way that the processing speed doubles every few years?
Yeah, historically, the processing speed, I guess, has doubled every couple of years. I think that might be slowing down now as the chip makers are reaching the physical limits of moving electrons around on a tiny chip. But yes, that's what's brought us from clunky cell phones that looked like bricks all the way to iPhones over what just seems like a dozen or so years.
So the Knight Cancer Research Building opened on September 7th, 2 months now. Is the new building smell still on the place?
It's still that way. But I will also tell you that it's in my, you know, I've been here for 27 years. I've moved a number of times. I've never been around a move in a building that has been so exciting. Everyone who moved to that building has a smile on their face. There's just something about that building that is compelling and exciting. People feel, I think we've achieved our goal of making people feel like they're in a environment that fosters collaboration and working together. We're very, very pleased with the result.
All right, $190 million for the Knight Cancer Research Building, part of the OHSU Knight Cancer Institute. Dr. Tom Baer is the deputy director of the Knight Cancer Institute and a professor of medicine in the Division of Hematology and Medical Oncology at Oregon Health and Science University, OHSU. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.